Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matte black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now.
Fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end.
Breaking news. President Biden announces Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire, ending the deadly fighting in Lebanon. What it could mean for Israel's war in Gaza.
The breaking news involving Israel and Hezbollah at this hour. President Biden late today before the cameras revealing a ceasefire that starts in just hours. And what about the conflict now with Hamas?
Also tonight, the major breakthrough after more than a year of fighting, President Biden announcing Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a U.S.-brokered ceasefire. When will it take effect? And what does it mean for the war against Hamas in Gaza?
Well, that is the question. What will this mean in the broader context? And, you know, what does the deal actually include? And what are the consequences of this looks like 60-day ceasefire that has been brokered between Israel and Hezbollah? And, you know, there's a part of me that feels embarrassed to do this and the part of me that knows this is useful for people. You need to know the geography in order to understand this. So, again, let's do the hand illustration. So take out your left hand. I don't know where it was, but take it out. Put your left hand in front of you, palm away. Okay, so your thumb is on the right. Okay, looks like Michigan. Your hand should look like Michigan right now. That's Israel. Okay, where your thumb and like the fleshy part of your thumb is, that's Jordan. Okay, Jordan is on the other side of that. Let's think of your thumb and the line up your index finger is like the River Jordan, roughly. Fingertips, north of there, that's Lebanon. That's Hezbollah. Hezbollah is the militant, non-official terrorist organization that operates inside of Lebanon, supported by Iran. These are Shia Muslims, okay? Sunnis are like Saudi Arabia. Shia is Iran and its proxies, like Hezbollah. This is a place where you have an official military and you also have Hezbollah. Hezbollah is the one that's been fighting against Israel on the north. So that's like the fingertip war, if you want to think of it that way. Going around your hand, where your pinky is, that's the Mediterranean, okay? Where, like, not the meat of your palm, like on the southwest side of your hand, that's the Gaza Strip. The bone and the wrist, that's Egypt. Okay? Your forearm is Egypt, roughly. And then if you want to know where it is, they don't touch exactly, but if you go past your bottom of your thumb, that's where Saudi Arabia is down there. Okay, the reason this is important, okay, and Iraq is past Jordan, okay, and Iran is past that, okay, to the east. But it's important to understand because the fingertip fighting and the like wrist bone fighting are different. And I suppose I should mention that, you know, where your main knuckle is, your first knuckle to your index finger, that's where the West Bank is. That's where the major Palestinian presence is inside of Israel, essentially, on the west side of the bank. That's why they call it the West Bank, because it's on the west side of the Jordan. Okay. It's some people, you know this and you know this, and some people you don't. And if you don't, it's okay, because you can't make sense of this story unless you get the geography. And in this case, it's a two-front war. Like, they attacked from the southwest. They attacked from, you know, the wrist bone, basically. The Gaza Strip, that's Hamas, also proxies of Iran. But then following that, the conflict kicked up with the Lebanese terrorists, Hezbollah, and the fingertip side. And they've been fighting a two-front war. And this is an announcement of a temporary pause in the fingertip war.
So why go into a ceasefire now? There are three main reasons. The first, focusing on the Iranian threat. And I don't know what to expand on that.
That's Netanyahu being translated, and I don't want to expand on that. Like, we're not going to tell you what we're doing with Iran, but we're working on it.
The second, to allow our forces to refresh and to also allow our resources to be replenished. It is no secret that there have been some delays in the supply of ammunition and arms, and this delay is going to be removed. We are going to have advanced weapons, and that will save the lives of our soldiers, and it will give us great force to complete our missions.
Okay, so this is both a good thing and a concern, because if Israel can do that, well, so can Hezbollah, theoretically. And part of the agreement is that they're not supposed to be able to do that on the other side of the Lebanese border. But that's one of the concerns. If Israel can rest, recuperate, restock, adjust, so can the other side. A pause benefits both sides, typically, anytime you have a fighting, right? Okay, so that's, but it does allow Israel to more adequately configure its defenses and, organize in a way you can't do when you're actively engaged in the fighting. And then three?
Another third reason for the ceasefire is to disconnect the two arenas and isolate Hamas. Since the second day of the war, Hamas relied on Hezbollah to fight alongside it. But with Hezbollah out of the picture, Hamas will be left on its own.
Yeah, instead of fighting a two-front war, you're fighting one-front war. I mean, instead of the fingertip war and the wristbone war, it's just the wristbone war, right? That allows you to refocus, concentrate, deal with Hamas, who are the ones who, the most immediate cause of what put us all in this, or put them all in this position 14 months ago. Now, President Biden spoke about this yesterday. We'll get to his comments in just a second, and also an analysis of how good of news this is or not, and who should get the credit. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on 87 and Allentown Road. It's causing some delays. If it's just north of Whiting Field. So if you're passing through there and need to get through that, you'll be redirected to 89. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to pick the right time in order to get the best price buying or selling. You want to get all the way through to closing without running into a problem in the last week or the day before that means you have to start all over. I mean, all of these things, right? How do you get that? Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty have great experience. 175 homes sold last year. They were plus 200 the prior couple of years when the market was super hot. But, it's harder. Doesn't mean that they're not. I mean, they're still 175 is pretty amazing. On track to do about the same this year, 150 plus so far this year. But there's experience in doing it that many times that they know how to solve these problems, how to set the price, how to do an open house, how to stage it, photograph it, put it on social media. All, even the asking price, what's the right asking price? Is it really what you want or is it something? I mean, they know how to do this. They know whether you need to replace your AC or your heater, your water heater or your roof. Because somebody may ask you because of insurance in Florida. You say, really? Yes, really. That's common these days. So what do you have to do? Well, she can help you with that. Maybe you're dealing with a divorce. Maybe you're dealing with an estate sale. There's all kinds of reasons that people need to sell a house. They have become experts in these kind of weird cases that still need good professional representation, especially like a divorce when people don't agree. So you need somebody to mediate all of that. They can. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. Back to Joe Biden yesterday, President Biden talking about this, we hope, historic. I think at this point we have to be sort of, optimistic about what this is going to mean.
For nearly 14 months, a deadly conflict raged across the border that separates Israel and Lebanon. A conflict that began the day after the October 7 attack by Hamas on Israel. Hours later, at 2 a.m. in the morning, Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations backed by Iran attacked Israel in support of Hamas.
Yep, exactly. That and made it so much worse for Israel, right?
Let's be clear. Israel did not launch this war. The Lebanese people did not seek that war either, nor did the United States.
And yet we are in the middle of this and continually trying to solve these problems.
All told, this has been the deadliest conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in decades. How many of Hezbollah's senior leaders are dead, including its longtime leader, Nasrallah? And Israel has destroyed Hezbollah's terrorist infrastructure in southern Lebanon as well, including miles of sophisticated tunnels, which were prepared for an October 7-style terrorist attack in northern Israel.
Yeah, so they were staging to do on the fingertip side what had been done by Hamas on the wristbone side. Is this useful? I'm sure it is. But look, I was a teacher, you know, for a long time. So I was, in my mind, it's not effective unless people understand what you mean. And I think a lot of people are like, I get it, the wristbone war. Right. But that's, you know, and other people are like, oh God, Andrew. Well, you know, you do what's effective. Okay. So yeah, that they were planning or preparing to be able to do the same thing in the North that had been done in the Southwest, which is scary. Okay. One thing I will say this.
Under the deal reached today, effective at 4 a.m. tomorrow local time, the fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. Will end. This is designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities.
Time will tell. Permanent cessation of hostilities has proven to never yet be true in that area of the world. Mostly because you have a group of people, let's call them the Arabs, both, you know, the Muslims of the Sunni variety and of the Shia variety who believe, not all, but enough believe that Israel shouldn't exist and Jews shouldn't exist. And, you know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will soon be free. That's, let's get rid of all the Israelis. Okay, let's get rid of all the Jews. And there's enough of those people around to make things difficult for Israel historically since its inception. So, you know, will it be permanent? Will it be just a one-front war? What will Iran do in response? What will Israel do in response to Iran? These are all things to be decided. I would say this. It's an aspirational plan because the idea is Hezbollah will retreat to the north and the Lebanese regular army will come in and occupy and prevent Hezbollah from reconstituting on their side of the border. That's what the 60 days is about, and Israel is going to gradually retreat from that area.
What is left of Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations will not be allowed. Well, I emphasize, will not be allowed to threaten the security of Israel again.
And time will tell. I mean, you know, that's an aspirationally great thing to say. We're going to create this 60-day gradual change that's going to make it possible to work until basically Trump is president. I mean, that's 60 days, roughly, right? And we'll see. Now, it's good for Biden to say this.
Let me be clear. If Hezbollah or anyone else breaks the deal and poses a direct threat to Israel, then Israel retains the right to self-defense consistent with international law. Just like any country when facing a terrorist group pledged to that country's destruction.
Absolutely. Or a foreign national group, you know, through Iran, even if it's not Iranian terrorist proxies. Either way. So what's going to happen? I mean, if you know, you're the only one. I mean, nobody knows. You know, for decades, right? Since its inception, basically, Israel has been periodically having to fight off these aggressors trying to destroy its very existence. And will this work? I don't know, and you don't know. We hope. Will it achieve the idyllic future state in which the Palestinians are self-governing and yet also Israel is not susceptible to any attacks by anybody who is not Israeli? Well, that's a hard thing to figure out, right? Because where are you going to put them and how can it be that they have a sovereign state without the ability to do damage to their neighbors like Israel? These are hard things to figure out. So when the president lays out his vision of the future where the Palestinians have what they need and the Israelis have what they need and everybody else has what they need and everybody's happy and working together and prosperous, great. We haven't seen it yet in 60 years, you know. We'll see. Let's be hopeful, but let's be realistic at the same time. The one other thing about this, who gets the credit? Biden administration get the credit? Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, it happened under their watch, right? Oh, by the way, and just to be clear, this is not a ceasefire in the wristbone war. This is not a ceasefire with Hamas. This is still, the Gaza stuff is still going on. Just to kind of be clear, that doesn't solve that issue. If you might have thought that, it's an easy thing to be confused about because, you know, all of these H-named terrorist groups, it's hard to keep track of them. I mean, the Houthis, the, you know, Hezbollah, the Hamas. It's hard to remember. But the other thing is this came after the election, a couple weeks after the election. With the Trump presidency pending and a much sterner foreign policy power in Trump and somebody who has been even more adamantly pro-Israel than the Biden administration has been. So is Iran, is Hezbollah, are they looking at an incoming Trump presidency and saying, oh, crap. You know, that's what Mike Walls, incoming national security advisor, was basically saying yesterday is it's us scaring them into behavior, even though he's not the president yet. And if you say, well, that's ludicrous, why didn't it happen in July? Why didn't it happen in October? Why is it happening in November after the election? I go 65-35. I say, yes, you got to give credit to incoming President Trump. And I think you also give some credit to President Biden. But the timing of it is way too suspicious for you to say this has nothing to do with the change of administration in D.C. 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You killed my snake.
I got the best text. Somebody says, I just watched 37 people crash with their left hand up to the windshield. let's hope it's not true. 727 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. The question in the back of your brain, the line, you killed my snake. You know it, John?
I'm trying to put it somewhere, but I...
James Earl Jones?
Yes, I got him.
Thulsa Doom and Conan the Barbarian.
Oh. You're right.
His other ultimate bad guy role.
You're right.
John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on Allentown Road in 87. And 87 is completely shut down in the southbound lane, so they'll redirect you to 89. So just be aware of that. I-10, I-110, looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And if you don't remember anything else about Conan the Barbarian, you want to remember, punched a camel, shot a snake as an arrow. Different characters, but, you know, same movie. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, holiday travelers lining up at airports today. There's about 440 flights delayed. That's across the United States. But looking at the Pensacola airport, only seeing one delay, and that's a flight departing to Washington Reagan Airport. And that's delayed until 8:15 this morning. Top officials from Mexico and Canada say that the hefty tariffs proposed by President-elect Trump could harm all economies involved. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum warns that one tariff would follow another. A top official with the Bank of Canada says the tariffs could have a clear impact on both economies. And Andrew, AAA has launched their Tow2Go program for the year. They offer a free tow and a ride home if you've had too much to drink, but the company says you shouldn't go out tonight and count on using that to get home.
We just encourage people to have a plan in place. Tow2Go should really be a last resort for people who don't have a safe ride from a location and there's no other option but to drive impaired. We certainly don't want people to drive impaired.
And that is Mark Jenkins from AAA. He talked with our friends on the afternoon show here yesterday.
So
Wanted to make sure everybody knows that available.
It sounds like he's saying we've got this fantastic program. We just don't want anybody to use it.
That's kind of it, yeah.
Okay, all right, interesting. Oh, you know, you've been talking about the gold coin story, right? Fish and Wildlife
right,
just yesterday.
Yeah,
and this, by the way, made national news. I saw this on NBC this morning as well, but the recovery of these stolen gold coins from the salvage wreck or whatever. And the one part about this that I thought was the most – actually, somebody's been texting me this morning some of the details around this that they were I've misplaced that text. Anyway, that they, you know, went around looking on the islands looking for wrecks and collected it all, and then they were sailing past Florida, and that's when they had the wreck in 1715, I think. The most weird part about this story to me is that Eric Schmidt was one of the people who was involved in the theft, allegedly, or whatever.
Right.
As part of the whole scheme, once they had found the wreck and found the coins, he went back down and deposited some of the gold coins, three of them, back on the ocean floor to be found by investors on, like, sightseeing trips or whatever. Like, oh, look, here are even more coins just randomly laying on the ocean floor. See how great an investment this is?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. About 12 hours in, a ceasefire appears to be holding between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon.
Hezbollah have agreed to withdraw north of the Litani River. That's 18 miles from Israel. And that is the same agreement they reached in 2006, with some critics now saying Hezbollah didn't abide back then, so why give them the breathing space now? Many others, however, are supporting it. On the Israeli side, the Israeli aim was to get the 60,000 displaced Israelis back home, and this allows that.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. President Biden is using the ceasefire to push for peace in Gaza as well between Israel and Hamas militants. Storms will make Thanksgiving travel tougher in some parts of the country today and tomorrow.
The system that brought heavy snow to the Rockies will move into the plains, the Ohio Valley, and Northeast in the next 24 hours, causing many issues, including heavy rain, some snow, gusty winds, and stronger storms for the Southeast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is cloudy. We've got 63 degrees right now in Pensacola. A man wanted on a homicide charge in Escambia County has turned himself in. The News Journal reporting 35-year-old Arrington Moultrie surrendered himself at the Escambia Sheriff's Office on Tuesday. Moultrie was wanted on charges related to a homicide at a home on Hampton Road earlier this month. Investigators say they believe the victim had taken a backpack from that home, and Moultrie is believed to have shot the man as he was getting into a car to leave. The victim was found at a nearby convenience store. He died after being taken to a hospital. Moultrie reportedly told investigators the victim had shot at him first. Investigators say they did not find any evidence that the shooting was in self-defense. Officials say there have been allegations of drug sales at that house as well. Moultrie is currently being held without bond on charges of homicide, possession of a weapon by a felon, and obstruction of justice. Two men arrested in Santa Rosa County with credit card skimmers and cloned card information. Deputies say 41-year-old Rosalind D. Cruz and 29-year-old Yanisan Perez were arrested earlier this month. Deputies say they were stopped for speeding, but during that stop, deputies found several Walmart gift cards and three credit card skimmers in the vehicle. The Walmart cards contained information from cloned credit cards. Both men had warrants from other areas. Deputies say card skimming scams generally pick up around this time of year. Yeah, the Miami Dolphins back on the practice field. They're getting ready for a Thanksgiving night game against the Green Bay Packers. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa says they're not taking this opportunity for granted.
I feel like a lot of the guys cherish this opportunity that we're about to get to be able to go over there to Lambeau, be able to play over there at a historic field. And it's just a blessing. It really is.
And the Dolphins hoping to stay in the playoff picture. With a win, they'd improve to a 6-6 record for the season, and their Thanksgiving record would become 6-2. It would also be Miami's first win in Lambeau Field since 2010. Well, there won't be a lot of elbow room if you're out at the local bars or pubs tonight. It's Drinksgiving, one of the busiest nights of the year for bars, rivaling New Year's Eve. Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Alex Camacho says if you're going out tonight, they're going to have officers out in full force ahead of Thanksgiving.
We know it's a very festive time, and we want everybody to just really celebrate responsibly, not getting behind the wheel if they've been drinking or taking any maybe prescribed drugs that may cause impairment.
And again, if you do find yourself in a bind, AAA does have their Toe2Go program that is available tonight. We'll end on some good news. A kitten that was rescued recently near the Escambia County Juvenile Detention Center is recovering and will be up for adoption soon. The kitten rescue happened Monday morning when sheriff's office employees heard it meowing for help from a drainage tunnel. Animal welfare officers responded and crawled through the drainage tunnel to get to the kitten, who turned out to be healthy, just a tad underweight and in stress from the situation. The cat's name is now Pipes, and it's going to be up for adoption by the end of the week at the Escambia County Animal Shelter. 735 at News Radio. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Allentown Road and 87. Again, southbound 87 is completely shut down right now. That's just north of Whiting Field, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a mostly cloudy to sky day today with high near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For your Thanksgiving, 40% chance of some light to moderate showers, high near 75. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48 degrees. Getting much cooler on that Friday, high near 58 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 38. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 61 degrees in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze. We've got 61 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index is set for release at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect a year-over-year increase of 2.8% for the core reading, which excludes food and energy. Dell Technologies reported quarterly earnings that beat analysts' expectations for earnings per share, but came up light on overall revenue. Dell shares have risen 86% so far this year. The company said it expects between $24 and $25 billion in revenue during the fourth quarter. This is less than LSEG expectations. Reddit is ramping up efforts to attract more users outside of the U.S., putting countries like India and Brazil in focus. Expansion into new markets could help Reddit unlock new advertising revenue internationally. Reddit is also working on new search tools that will allow users to navigate the platform more easily. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 123. That's your money now.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
When it's time to say goodbye, West Florida Cremations offers a simple, dignified way to honor your loved one. They provide affordable cremation services with care and respect, allowing you to focus on what truly matters, family, memories, and healing. With no hidden fees and transparent pricing, you can trust West Florida Cremations for compassionate, professional care. Call 850-502-8490 or visit westfloridacremations.com. West Florida Cremations, here when you need us most.
Pensacola right now.
This just breaking from Washington. It looks like Trump is going to nominate Pam Bondi for the attorney general's position that Matt Gaetz just withdrew from.
Pensacola right now, 4 till 7.
If your reaction is any indication, I'm going to assume that she will be more popular among some Republican politicians than Matt Gaetz was.
Pensacola right now, 4 till 7. Before Dave Ramsey, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Down with the DC talk. Down with the DC talk. Rolling out my
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, day before Thanksgiving. Yes, we are live today, tomorrow, Black Friday, every day but Christmas. It's a simple rule, memorize it. Every day but Christmas, we're here Monday through Friday, every single one. Joining us now by phone, we have D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Let's start with this, because this is the one I want to make sure that we talk about, because it's kind of a cool thing. When you talked to the Leadership Pensacola class, a week and a half ago, I had the opportunity to moderate that, although most of that was just me standing at the front of the room while they talked to you, which is fine. that's the appropriate relationship. But you talked about recycling, that we have a recycling deal in the works. It's not quite signed yet, but it's close enough that you can talk about it, right?
Yeah. So first and foremost, we're lined up now to have curbside recycling back in the spring. So if you want it, and part of one of the big fixes, of course, is that we aren't going to force it upon you, which caused a lot of our contamination issues the first time, but. Like with everything that we do, whether it's parking and recycling, where maybe the decision on space, we've tried to have the courage to make the decision that we think is the right one for the city, and in terms of making it better than it was before. And certainly I would think recycling goes into that. And our goal is to really do two things. Number one, make it available for people who really want to recycle and lower the contamination so it actually helps the environment. And number two is to add some technological advances and enhancements to the program that make it more effective. And so, really one of the notable things was that we'd be adding, we are actually getting a grant from the Recycling Partnership, and we'll announce more formally in the coming days. But that's what they do, is they help cities start and restart recycling programs. So we're looking at getting a significant grant from them to not only increase education, but more importantly, add some actual AI technology to our trucks that will help identify contamination as it goes into from the can to the truck. So now, this camera would notice if your recycling bin was contaminated, and it would send you a note to your house after it's come there. Automatically. And then after a few times, if you continue to contaminate it, we could decide to just pull the can. When you end something that people really enjoy, or at least some people really enjoy, they get anxious and they wonder if it's ever coming back. And so I'm very excited to get this back, because it will most certainly be a better, more green, more environmental friendly and customer friendly program than we had before we started.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the technology, because the problem has been one of the problems has been contamination, and that winds up costing the city a lot of money, because everybody's dealing with this issue, that people don't know how to recycle properly. And so if you can have a camera on the can when it's being dumped in and realize, nope, that stuff is not recyclable, sir, you need to do better, or you won't be able to do this at all. That's to everybody's benefit. The other part of this deal that I think is really neat is the education component, which is important. But the way I understand it is, this entity goes around helping municipalities like ours reestablish or establish recycling programs. And a lot of the funding to make this happen is made possible by money given to them by big companies who want to be able to say in their annual and quarterly reports, hey, we're helping with recycling. So they fund this thing, so it doesn't have to be us spending extra money on it. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, in the same way, down to the individual level, that we give to charities and nonprofits to say, hey, we're helping with this problem in our community.
Yeah.
Well, we may not be able to physically go do it ourselves, but we try to invest in that. It's the exact same concept. The Coca-Colas of the world say, want to invest, and they invest millions of dollars into being able to say that bottle that you have is 100% recycled. So Recycling Partnership is a avenue for them to do that. And that's what's great, is their only goal is to help start and restart recycling programs. They don't care in what form, they don't care, and they bring a lot of expertise. So it's the education that you will most certainly be getting as a city resident in the coming months, to help see if you want to opt in, all of that education is going to be, you know, time tested and proven, and, you know, and certainly more effective than the city of Pensacola starting from scratch.
Yeah, and just coming up with our own messaging,
so
right?
It's all of that knowledge, you know, that knowledge base coming to help us. So that's great.
The other thing I just want to make sure you have a chance to explain to people is key part of this program is going to be choosing how many cans and which configuration of cans and what prices, right?
Yeah, probably that we'll get as much attention is, of course, you know, what we come back pricing with and what our options are going to be. One of the critiques of switching to twice a week garbage service was, hey, you know, I live by myself, or, you know, I'm a senior, I'm a recent college graduate, I don't need two pickups a week. So we're gonna actually start the base at one pickup a week. So it's going to be all right. If you want one can, one pickup a week, no recycling, don't care about that. Well, then now, so your bill will, and we're working out final numbers. So
sure.
Those are not finalized, but your bill will actually go down. But you're going to start if that's all you want. If you want a second can, picked up on the same day, garbage can, still don't care about recycling, then you'll probably be paying around what you're paying now. If you want one garbage can, one recycling can, you're going to be paying about what you're paying right now on a second pickup for recycling. So you're going to have options that we should be able to meet everybody's need. And if you have that family of six and you still need, you know, multiple cans and recycling, you can get all of that if you want. So, I would think just as much attention is going to be paid to really this new format that gives you a little bit more freedom to choose what you want to do. You're not forced to recycle like we were for 10 years. You aren't forced to have a twice a week garbage service. I think that, like you said, just as impactful potentially is whether you care about recycling or not, is you're going to have some additional opportunity to pick how you want your service to work for you.
And the last thing before we go to traffic break is this deal that we've worked out is with the new, was it Waste Management Recycling Center to the east instead of with ECUA. And so it literally pays us down off of the price of dumping there. It pays us back or down how good the quality of our recycling is, to the point where we think it might even be a financial savings compared to the prior arrangement as well, right?
Well, if we go that direction, that RFP is out. But yes, that the difference is that the other, the private MRFs at this point, ECUA has not opted to do a certain rate and then incentivize and lower that rate based on the identification of the collection coming in.
Got it.
Okay. Where the private haulers, the waste management, that's what they do. So I know Santa Rosa County has had, you know, conversation about that, and certainly we'll have that conversation with haulers. But yes, the concept that you mentioned is correct. You start at a higher per ton rate, but if you bring a lot of aluminum and it's not contaminated and all of that, then you can get to a significantly lower rate than what a municipality MRF might be charging.
Yeah, no, it all sounds good to me. So I'm excited to see the particular details, but, you know, big, big first steps towards getting this done. And then just ballpark starting date, January, February, any idea?
Well, you're going to start being communicated with about opting in and all of that stuff most likely in January.
Okay.
The actual can on the curb, we're probably looking I would say in April timeframe.
Oh, okay.
You know, where it could be a little sooner, but I just don't want to overpromise. So, actual can of the curb picking up recycling probably in the April.
Okay, so we're going to get a new congressman, and we're also going to get recycling around the same time. Very good. We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves.
We're going to time it out.
Yeah, he is the mayor of Pensacola. Hang on for just a second, Mayor. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about, nor any delays to let you know about. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Parking changes, big parking changes are happening. Friday, right, is when you have the trolley that's going to run from Wright Street down to Commandancia Slip. The Commandancia Slip area by the port is all free. The 30-minute small lot at Garden and Jefferson, all of these changes go into effect starting on Friday. Is that right?
That is correct. And then everything is now up and available at parkpensacola.com. So if you want to map where the free parking is before you come downtown, you can do that. So we've got all of that information, including where your money is going in terms of when you're paying that dollar an hour. So we'll continue to enhance that. And then again, we've got those more changes to come, you know, first part of next year, the wayfinding signs for free parking and some other significant things we're working on.
And the one tip is, if you're like me and you love your free parking and you just don't want to pay, the west side over on like Spring Street is abundant free parking all the time. You basically can't go wrong if you go over there. One thing I wanted to talk with you a little bit about is the road diet that has now been implemented on Palafox north of Cervantes. Yep. I have immediate feedback for you. You ready?
I think I have to be. Go ahead.
My wife took our dogs to the vet. We go to Hillman, great vet. And so she experienced what she had not been expecting, which was hash marks on the exterior lanes, and then you're only supposed to drive in the interior lanes. And she says when you get to the intersection where they go into place, there's like a right turn only. And what she watched with her own eyes is she was in the interior lane going south, and there was a red truck in the outside lane that just drove right through the turn only, right through the hash marks, like it wasn't even there because it was literally just paint on the road. Her one couple of minutes worth of experience was nobody understands, nobody obeys. It's as if it didn't even happen.
Well, first of all, yeah, I appreciate the feedback. First of all, the I want the project to be completed before we, you know,
right. Fair enough.
Before, which I totally get. It's something new now, and to be honest with you, I don't know exactly what the finished markings are going to be and all of that stuff. I'm not going to assume that it's just paint. It's about a $1.4 million project. And by the way, you know, of course, people are asking me about it now. This is a project that preceded me. This is a
long time coming.
So not that I'm a huge fan of. I'm not passing the buck in terms of I don't support it. I just mean this has been a long time coming. It's a state road. It's about a $1.4 million project. And I'm a believer in, as I mentioned in the press conference around that time, I lived at 1205 North Palafox. I lived on that street for 3 years, and it might be a car an hour on the weekend.
It's a very underutilized throughway.
From a capacity standpoint, it makes absolutely no, once the interstate went in, there is no need for any Palafox north of Cervantes to have four and five lanes, somewhere in there. However, we certainly understand that. We'll take that feedback and we'll make sure any enhancements that we can make more physical to paint. I don't want to assume that those aren't going to be made, because it is under construction right now and continues to be in the next week and everything like that. Then we'll obviously take a look at that if we see any issues.
And you know, that's one person's experience the first day it's been implemented. So it's just giving you some quick feedback from the street. Literally.
It's good to know.
So we do not have time to get it. We have so many. I always have so many things I want to talk about with you. So we just don't have time to get into it all. I would be wasting both of our time, so I tried. So let's switch to the lightning round. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. White meat or dark meat for DC Reeves?
Both. I go a little of both,
You go back and forth, you mix it up, both in the same mouthful. What's your strategy?
I guess I'm more of a dark meat kind of guy. It depends on, now fried turkey changes everything, but I'll usually go both.
Okay. All right. Do you eat pie right after the meal, or do you eat pie later with a delay? And what is your pie of choice? For Thanksgiving,
I'll usually eat it right after. I'm a traditionalist, Andrew. Okay. Pie wise, I'm not a fruit pie guy. I'm not an apple or a cherry or anything like that. I'm usually either some kind of pumpkin, or if someone brings like a lemon ice box or a key lime or something, a little more off kilter for Thanksgiving.
I like that off kilter.
Then last one,
at this time of year, a lot of times we get together with family and we play games, and we ask the question, which game would you want to play? Would you want to play Risk, Monopoly, Scrabble, or Trivial Pursuit? Which is your game that you would prefer to play? Or maybe the game that you hate the most? I don't know.
Monopoly takes like 4 hours. We've already been there long. I don't know if I can. I'm going to commit to that after Thanksgiving. I would say of those choices, I would say Scrabble. It's a little more, back to my journalism days. I get a slight advantage. I feel like maybe not.
I see you're the kind of guy that likes to pick the game to favor your ability to win at it. Okay, I like that. I'm with you.
Of course,
I'm with you.
Of course.
You
know.
I would rather play a logic game than luck game. Sure. I like it. Well, Mayor D.C. Reeves, as always, thank you for the time. We look forward to talking to you again next week, and have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Thanks, Andrew.
7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition, you know, cars that are A-quality cars. That's all they sell. They go out looking for cars that they would want to buy for themselves, like good quality used cars that are going to be warrantied for 10 years or 100,000 miles because you know you can count on them. So, yes, you're buying used, but you're buying really good quality used. That's really all they specialize in there. And also, while you're there, look around. Look at different cars. Try some different things. You know, you might think you want this particular make or model, and maybe you do, and maybe you want something else. And how will you know until you try it? Sample the buffet. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. Sample the buffet of cars and see what you might like. In fact, try something that's really outside your range. If you've never driven a Jeep before, why don't you drive a Jeep? Just try it. You know, maybe you discover, and that's why I don't want a Jeep. Or maybe you're like, oh, where do I buy these ducks? You know, like, that's, who knows? I don't know what you're going to like, but don't you deserve to have something you really enjoy? And maybe it's something you haven't even driven before. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You've got mail.
Yeah, can't play all of that song on the air. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives, John.
Still dealing with
come
that.
Come on, do you know? Broken down kitchen at the top of the stairs? Yeah. All right, go on. That's the song you memorized when we were in high school and college.
Oh, yes. Okay, Allentown Road and 87, still dealing with that accident there. They have the southbound part of State Road 87 completely shut down. That's just north of Whiting. So be aware of that. I-10, I-110 are looking really good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I forget what 8 was for. David Wayne. That first album was so good by the Violent Femmes. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a ceasefire's taken effect between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he agreed to that 60-day ceasefire to give his troops a break, and so he could focus on Hamas and the Iranian threat. Progressive lawmakers calling on President Biden to move on marijuana legislation before his term comes to an end. A group of Democrats wrote a letter urging the White House to move marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 2 controlled substance that would classify the drug in a less severe category. And Disney World is rebranding one of its roller coasters. It's Aerosmith-themed roller coaster being rebranded to a Muppets theme. The Muppet Vision 3D attraction is shutting down to make room for the new Monsters, Inc. Land, and the coaster rebrand will keep those Muppets
okay,
around.
Okay, so they're going from Aerosmith to Muppets.
Yes.
We're going from one ancient brand to another ancient brand. neither of which are familiar to the average 8-year-old.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Isn't that just checking?
That's how we do it. By the way, you know, sometimes think about this: how, like, if my dad's listening to the show, because he listens in Denver sometimes, you know, when I say, you know, I forgot what it was for, he's like, I don't even know what that means. What are you talking about? Meanwhile, all of my, like, Gen Z people are adding it up, like they're singing it in their heads right now as I say that. I just got a text in from a friend who's like, best album ever. It really is. All right, 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Free stuff! I've got tickets for FSU versus Florida. The big game? Sure, yeah, why not? This Saturday, if you want to go to Doak Campbell for the game FSU and Florida, call now. Caller number 3 wins the tickets, 437-1620.
You're listening to...